high heels in a pink tutu. Capello, Brainerd in a bullfighter with no knickers on. The footballing gods are looking down on Real Madrid, stroking their big white beards and saying, Vamanos, muchachos!
No! Oh, no! Oh! Oh, my God! Oh, my God, no! Come on, no, no! Oh, God!
God bless those tears up. I'm sick. I want to throw up.
My yarmulke almost fell off. I'm so taken aback.
You're listening to Sports Overnight. Overnight Weekend. Are you ready
for a good day? Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the multi-million-dollar Sports Byline headquarters in San Francisco, California, my name is Johnny Taco, and along with my partner in grime, I'm talking about Zach Attack-Young, we bring you to the Johnny Taco Grill, where for the next 2 hours, folks, we're just kicking ass and taking names. In between, the mayhem. We'll try to both inform you and entertain you on this Easter Sunday 2017. Regardless, Zach and I are just glad you're here. So, Zachary, tell me, baby, you getting any?
Tips. I got a tip on an NBA cinch bet from a guy in Vegas, and, well, I'm sort of pissed.
What? Was the guy wrong?
No, I only threw down a double dime. This guy gives me 10 games a year, and he's 8-2 over the 10 picks.
And you're bitching because you won only $2,000?
Yeah!
Huh, the greed in Jasmine's father. We got two ways to make contact with us tonight, folks. The toll-free phone line, of course, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or our preferred mode of communication, the text line. Text us at 415-275-1613. I am the Taco Man, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 203, and the American Forces Network, live from San Francisco.
This is Pete's Yard, and Pete's happy that winter's finally over. Still, winter's damage is done and has left Pete's yard withered and weak. But Pete knows all he needs is Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food. It greens and thickens lawns to help crowd out weeds, guaranteed. Just two simple feedings, one now and one later this spring. So Pete can easily take his grass from hungry to healthy. This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food today.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own gardens, starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
I love iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
seriously. Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
The NFL lost an icon this week. I'm talking about Pittsburgh Steelers owner, of course, Dan Rooney, the son of Art Rooney, man. What a class act he was. You know, and having been part of the Eddie DiBartolo era back here in the 1980s and 1980s in San Francisco, I thought he was the greatest owner ever as far as players and that was concerned. But guess what? The people of Pittsburgh and the players of Pittsburgh say that Dan Rooney was the best. Here's a special on Dan Rooney.
Long before he ran the Steelers, Dan Rooney ran the offense on the football team at North Catholic High School. He was a highly regarded quarterback, as if he'd been born into the game, which of course he was. Dan Rooney was born in 1932, just as his father was about to found Pittsburgh's NFL franchise, a team then known as the Pirates. Fresh from earning an accounting degree at Duquesne University, Art Rooney's oldest boy joined him in the team's front office, working at his father's side, learning all aspects of the game, before eventually taking over leadership of the Steelers in 1969. The library at the Steeler headquarters tells the sweet story of the years that would follow. Years that began with what turned out to be a masterstroke, hiring Chuck Knoll as head coach. Dan Rooney's man, and the now household names he helped bring to the Steelers, turned the sorry team around and gave a struggling city bragging rights. Pittsburgh in the 1970s was the home of champions, winning four Super Bowls in six seasons. By the time we spoke, on the occasion of the team's 75th anniversary, they'd added a fifth, with the sixth only a couple of seasons off.
This is the team your father founded, and 75 years later, you could argue the Steelers are as popular now as ever.
It's because the 70s were so good that that got the people interested, and they've just remained Steeler fans since. You know, it was almost a miracle. Joe Green came in 69, Bradshaw in 70, you know, then the great draft in 74, but in 72 is when we got Franco. And Franco was almost a mystical figure. And he makes that catch, which is unbelievable. And it just took off from there.
An exceedingly modest man, Dan Rooney conceded he didn't altogether mind bringing visiting NFL owners by the office.
This is the envy of the league right here.
Sure is.
You don't even have to say a word.
No, you just let them see it. It says it itself.
His coaches and his players remember his steady leadership and approachable nature.
Dan was best described probably as a cool head. As far as the ownership was concerned. When we were into labor problems and we had a strike, he was someone that was able to go in and talk to the union, talk to the players, and get things sane.
They also remember some tough contract negotiations. Andy Russell had earned an MBA. He'd studied negotiating and thought he didn't need an agent.
And I remember going to my first Pro Bowl. I said, do you think I deserve to go to the Pro Bowl? He said, oh, yeah, you should have gone last year. And I said, well, why is it that I'm paid one-third of what the Pro Bowl players are paid? You know, that's kind of miffed. He said, well, Andy said, we can't be held responsible for the mistakes of the other owners. I mean.
But throughout all those high-profile Pittsburgh autumns and winters, Dan and his wife, Patricia, were quietly busy with much more than football. They had nine children and infused their family and their football team with a purpose beyond winning. Family and team became champions for the community, boosting the efforts of many charities. Those included, notably, the American Ireland Funds, supporting the Rooney's beloved homeland. And in 2009,
I'm Daniel M. Rooney.
President Obama appointed Dan Rooney U.S. Ambassador to Ireland. It was off to the Palatial Ambassador's residence in Dublin. There, a new tradition began. Flag football games on the lawn every 4th of July. And Dan Rooney would become the only U.S. ambassador to visit every single Irish county. By then, Dan's son, Art II, was in day-to-day control of the Steelers, but Dan, as team chair, still loomed large among NFL owners. Even back in 2007, he had realized how valuable his long tenure with the league still was.
I got a call from the National Football League. And they said to me, they asked me about a question that that happened at one of our league meetings. And I said, I gave them the answer. And I said to them, why did you ask me that question? They said, you're the last guy left that was there.
You get a deeper sense of what Dan Rooney meant to those close to him when you listen to Joe Green, Rooney's pick to present him for induction into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Green told friends Rooney's gesture meant more to him than even his own enshrinement in Canton.
And then he said, I would like for you, if you don't mind, to present me at the Hall of Fame. And I probably went silent for a couple of seconds.
There was no answer. He just, you know, there was nothing. I figured he must be trying to figure out how he can say I can't do it.
But that, I was stunned and honored all at the same time.
He's a man of great character and integrity. He loves and consults God. He loves and cherishes his family. He loves the Steeler organization. And he loves the fans and city of Pittsburgh.
Last chance for the Steelers. Bradshaw trying to get away. And his pass is broken up by Tatum. Tipped off. Michael Harris has it. And he's over. Look! Michael Harris. Grabbed the ball on a deflection. 5 seconds to go. He grabbed it with 5 seconds to go and scored. When you talk about Christmas miracles, here's the miracle of all miracles.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
What is it? Sports Day, April 16, 2017. Well, it wasn't a surprise to me that the NFL was moving to Vegas. I told Jed a couple of years ago that it would be the Raiders. But the bottom line is the reason why the NFL is in Vegas is because Anthony Spilotro is no longer in Las Vegas. That's right, the ant. I'm talking about the mafia, folks. The folks that ran Las Vegas up until probably about 1988, 1989, maybe 1990. But I can tell you, back from the days when Spilotro ran Las Vegas, he ran the Stardust primarily. And one night at the Stardust, he encountered a friend of mine named Jim Hunter, a former publicist for Don King Productions and a writer and a reporter down there in Las Vegas. Anyway, Jim Hunter's had a few drinks, so he jumps onto a bar stool at the Stardust Hotel, not realizing it belonged to Anthony the Ant Spilotro, a man who's had confessed to his partners who have killed over 100 people with his own hands. I kid you not. Anyway, the Ant was a monster. So Jim Hunter sits down in his bar seat, and the Ant comes back from the bathroom and says to the guy, excuse me, you're in my chair. Okay, now Jim Hunter, being a bit of a turd, he wanted to say something really smart, and the bartender grabbed his hand and squeezed his hand really hard. And for some reason, because he squeezed his hand, he didn't say anything. Had Jim Hunter said anything, he would have been a dead man that night. In fact, Spilotro told the bartender later that night, you know, had you not taken care of that guy, I'd have taken care of him. The bottom line is Jim Hunter was lucky. But the mafia is no longer in Las Vegas, and that's good in the minds of many people, especially in the world of the corporate world. But to the people, to the actual fans, to the people going to Vegas, it ain't the same. And I'll tell you why, because, you know, back in the day, we used to get comps when the mob ran Las Vegas, when the guys with the bent noses were working the pit bosses and things like that, were working behind the blackjack tables and this and that. Guess what? They bought you drinks. They bought you dinner. They gave you things. I mean, Las Vegas was going to tell you it was a place you brought your family because it was fun to go. Now, it's just a big glitzy place. The bottom line is Vegas ain't what it used to be, with the mafia no longer there. Corporate America is taking over. And what does that mean? That means the NFL, the biggest of all the corporations, of course, the biggest sports franchise in the entire world. I'm talking about the NFL, of course, coming to town. And they'll be doing their thing with the Las Vegas Raiders. Sort of tough to say that, especially after spending some time at Ricky Sports Theater last week, but the Las Vegas Raiders. But I told you this a couple of years ago, but had Anthony Spilotro, had he lived a few more years, it had been a few more years before the NFL ended up in Las Vegas. The NFL's in Vegas. Expect Major League Baseball to follow in the next couple of years with an expansion team. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Two modes of communicating with us here on the air. We've got the toll-free 1-800-878-PLAY or the text line. Text us, baby, at 415-276-4255. 415-276-1613. That's 415-276-1613. What is it? Sports Day, April 16, 2017.
You wouldn't believe it if I told you this was the biggest loss in my whole career.
Really?
Great for you guys. So what if a bookie gets hit hard?
Big joke. Big joke.
Never occurs to you that I got a wife and kids like other people.
Well, there goes the 2 weeks at camp I promised the kids this summer.
What are you going to do with all that loot?
Get an operation so I can play my violin again.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
With Johnny Taco.
Hey, you going to sit there and let him talk to me like that?
Nope. Let's go to some nice, quiet place where we can't hear him.
He's got some nerve.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You look, we didn't use chemical weapons in World War II. You know, you had a, you know, someone as despicable as Hitler who didn't even sink to using chemical weapons.
I'll give you the opportunity to clarify something you said that seems to be gaining some traction right now. Quote, Hitler didn't even sink to the level of using chemical weapons. What did you mean by that?
I think when you come to sarin gas, there was no – he was not using the gas on his own people the same way that Assad is doing. I mean, there was clearly I understand your point. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. There was not – in the he brought him into the – to the Holocaust Center. I understand that. But I'm saying in the way that Assad used them, where he went into towns, dropped them down to innocent into the middle of towns, it was brought to it. So the use of it, and I appreciate the clarification there. That was not the intent.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like, you know.
You know, it's funny. People around the world, they see that stuff on TV and they listen to that on the radio and they think, this guy speaks for the President of the United States? Unfortunately, he does. Sean Spicer, may you soon be fired. But then they'll just get, hey, Zach, they'll just get another schlep to replace him, right?
Yeah, most likely. I mean, that's not, I don't think that'll be too hard to do to find an angry guy to yell and stuff like that.
No, but it's really a tough position to be in, Zach. I mean, it's sort of like having manure rubbed all over your face and having to deny there's spit with an H all over your face on TV every day.
That is true. I mean, I don't think I would want to do that, but I just don't think that handling it the way that he did, I don't think would be as hard as other things, you know?
Okay, looking at some NBA scores, looks like LeBron's team came up 1-point winner over Indiana. Cleveland rolled over them 109-108, of course, as they approached the playoffs. Milwaukee was the winner 97-83 over Toronto. Memphis came up short 111-82. Of course, San Antonio started to rock at home as the playoffs near. And, of course, Utah, 2-point winners over Donald Sterling's old team, the L.A. Clippers. Is Donald Sterling even in the news? I mean, besides being your stepfather, you knowing him personally, is he in the news down there at all?
He hasn't been in the news. He's managed to stay out of the news, which is probably good because it seems like anytime he's in the news, it's not a good thing.
You know, I heard a rumor that he was going to do a cameo or do some type of spot in an interview here next week. Do you hear the same thing on your end down there in L.A.? You're the L.A. guy.
I've heard that. I can't imagine that they'd want to actually put him on a show. I just don't think that that would do that well, numbers-wise.
Well, it'd be great for us. Aaron Hernandez, not guilty of two murders. He shot a guy in the face, a witness. The witness to this case, he shot in the face with a gun. I don't know. I guess he's in jail for the rest of his life anyway for that first murder. But how do you get off on a murder where somebody saw you shoot somebody, saw you shoot the people, and then the person that said you shot him, you shot him in the face? How do you get off?
Well, he must still have some of that Patriots money, you know? That's the only thing that I could think of, because...
No, Patriots, no, come on, I mean...
You don't think you could get away with murder if you got a lot of money?
O.J. Simpson did.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know what, though? You know, it's funny, is everybody bitches and moans about OJ getting away with murder. And of course, they burned him on that memorabilia robbery, kidnapping, gun, whatever that thing was going down there that put him in prison in Nevada. But I tell you, like this, I think, you know, because he was a black guy, he was a rich black guy, and he got off. I mean, that wasn't cool to the American public. But if he was a white guy, rich guy that got off, well, you know, that's the system.
I got to agree with you there. You know, I mean, I think that at the end of the day, there is a lot of bias when it comes to that type of thing. And most people do believe that he was guilty of murder. But at the same time, you got to think about how many times the system has worked in the opposite way and put innocent black men in jail for murders that they didn't commit.
Okay, exactly. But everybody knows that I'm a licensed private investigator here in California. In fact, BD, my services will do a commercial one of these days. But I'm a former San Francisco policeman, so I read transcripts of trials sometimes. I read the Mike Tyson transcript. It took me like 3 weeks. And I've read some of the O.J. Simpson trial transcripts, and I read some of the files that came up later when a couple of books were read. What the bottom line and everything was that the DAs down there, there was a bloody thumbprint. O.J. left a bloody thumbprint on the gate there on Rockingham Way or wherever it was, and they missed it. The DAs had it, but the DAs were sleeping together. Patrick Darden and that Marsha Clark chick, they were sleeping together, and they blew this one piece of evidence. I mean, you can't deny a guy's bloody thumbprint on a gate. I think that would have convicted him, Zach, and with any jury.
I think so. At the end of the day, I mean, I don't see how that doesn't convict somebody.
You know what? I can't think of the guy's name right now, whoever that cop was, but he and I spent 3 or 4 hours together in Tulsa, Oklahoma, one night after a boxing match. In fact, Mills Lane, and his name is still killing me right now, but he was a guy that said he had never used the N-word, and he was the guy that found the glove. Of course, you know, part of those gloves, the gloves fit, they don't quit, if they don't fit, they don't anyway. Bottom line is, let's talk about God's team as we get to the get close to the NBA playoffs. Talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. How are they looking, Zach?
They're not looking too tremendous. You know, they won by a point tonight, but I don't know. That's not normally they're more dominant than that. I mean, yeah. they beat the Pacers 109-108. I don't know.
Zach, but we're in this. We're in a rest mode, baby. We're in a rest mode. It's all about resting. You know that. I mean, we're resting these teams. We're resting those legs. We want these guys to get ready for the playoffs. Let's be honest. The real season begins real soon.
Well, unfortunately, I got to correct you there. They won the first playoff game tonight. Today was okay. Game one of their series. So they're coasting in the playoffs now. If you know, and I don't think the Pacers are the toughest team. So if they want to make it far in the playoffs, they really got to get it together.
Okay, now back to God's Team A and God's Team B. God's Team B, of course, is the Golden State Warriors. What's happening with the Golden State Warriors?
Well, the Golden State Warriors are going to play game one against the Trailblazers tomorrow. I don't think that series will be that difficult for them. I think if the Rockets get past the Thunder, which I would expect them to, then I think that that's going to be a pretty tough series.
Portland Trailblazers are considered a hapless franchise, but more power to them. They made it to the playoffs. Of course, most NBA teams do make it to the playoffs. Is there going to be a stunner here? Is it going to still go down to, I mean, when all the slugging said and done, will it be Golden State and Cleveland probably, or Golden State and San Antonio? Will it be one of those three teams, two of those three teams in the finals, San Antonio, Cleveland, or Golden State? Are those the three anointed teams?
I think that Golden State, I feel confident Golden State will make it to the finals. I'm honestly not so sure about Cleveland. I mean, they're coming in as the 2 seed in the playoffs this year, which isn't a big deal, but normally they've been in the 1 seed. So to finish second place, they're not going to have a home field advantage against the Celtics if they end up playing them. And that could be interesting. I mean, I think they match up decently with the Celtics, but a team like the Hawks has kind of had their number for whatever reason, and they're in the playoffs. And then you got other teams out there, like the Wizards have competed well against them. So I don't know. I think that the East has gotten a little stronger. You know, you got the Raptors too. But I don't expect the Cavaliers to make the finals this year.
Interesting. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Shaquille O'Neal in the news this week, of course, paying for funerals. And, you know, it's sad that we've got to go through this crap. You and I were trolling through the TMZ news the other day, and of course Shaquille O'Neal paying for a kid who actually shot himself. That's why the guns are taboo. But anyway, I got to get your spin on this one, man. The guy that got dragged off that airline flight, they're trying to make a big deal out of his past. It doesn't matter what he did in the past, it was what was going on that day, and he wasn't getting up out of that seat. And I don't blame him. And they kicked the snot out of him.
Yeah, I mean, and now they're trying to go into the guy's background, which they always do whenever stuff like that happens.
Zach, come on, man. That was like when I was a cop. I used to bring prostitutes in. They were the greatest witnesses in the world because they were out late at night. They were on the street and they were seeing stuff, right? And I bring them in there and the DA tell me, you know, the jury's probably not going to believe prostitutes. I go, why? They've got 2 eyes.
That's the thing that's crazy to me is that I honestly don't care what that guy did. I really don't. Like, if he's in the plane, I don't think that they know anything about him other than maybe his name. So I don't think that they look at him and they're like, oh, well, he was arrested for trading drugs for sex at one point. So we're going to bust his face up and drag him out of the plane. Like, I don't think they have access to that information. And even if they did, you can't just do that.
Obviously, you know, and I think that's pretty low as far as United's concerned. It doesn't get much lower than that as far as everybody's concerned. You know, unfortunately, you can't boycott these people anymore. I mean, if you want to buy a cheap ticket, you got to go where the cheap ticket is. And a lot of times it's with an airline that treats you like cattle, unless you fly business, of course, or first class. And, of course, remember, like Pedro was like the Bundys. You know the Bundys? Remember the Bundys, Zach?
I remember.
We only fly first class. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Going to talk a little combat sports next up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling tonight. HBO Boxing as well. Open phone lines all around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the text. And I'll get to them after the break. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. 275-1613. I am the Taco Man, live from San Francisco.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Good to see you're still alive. I think I like you.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Discover the world of sea kayaking, paddleboarding, and biking in Half Moon Bay. Whatever your experience, we can accommodate you. Our fleet is made up of single and double kayaks, stand-up paddleboards, and many different bikes to suit your needs. Come play in Half Moon Bay. Call 650-773-6101 or go to www.hmbkayak.com. That's HMB as in Half Moon Bay, kayak.com.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Amazing that Frankie Edgar was able to recover from that at all. And he's got Maynard.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
We're starting off with the world in the mixed martial arts. Zach Attack, last week we heard the retirement of Anthony Rumble Johnson on his show. He went into about a 3.5-minute little retirement speech, talked about how good his career was and, you know, what he was looking forward to in the future. Are you ready for his future, baby? You know where he's going?
You mentioned last week, but you might as well tell our listeners again.
Porn. He's going into porn. That's why he's getting out of the USC. He's a porn star. Anthony Rumble Johnson is reportedly going into the world of pornographic movies. He's been offered some huge contracts, some incredible contracts, making far more money than he would fighting. And guess what? He's not getting beaten up, but he's going to pursue a career in pornography. And I think this, I don't know, that's sort of a little bit bizarre, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. Speaking of bizarre, wow, Demetrius Johnson is not bizarre. What's he won? Defending his title now for the 10th time at 125 pounds, of course, the flyweight champ of the UFC, taking down Wilson Reyes tonight, who came to fight. Wilson came to fight with a submission armbar in round number three. But, man, I got to tell you, Demetrius Johnson is good, but still, I underappreciate him. What's wrong with me?
I mean, I just think that at the end of the day, he's like 5'3". And I hate to be heightist or whatever you want to call it, but I think it's hard for people to get that interested in watching two guys fight that are much smaller than the average person.
You know, I think you maybe got a point there. You're probably saying, the average guy's probably saying, I can kick the snot out of that guy. I don't care if he's 105, 125 pounds. Anyway, Demetrius Johnson, 10 defenses now, tying Anderson Silva's record as far as all-time UFC defenses are concerned. This has got to put him at the top of the list, but then, you know, the top of the list at 125 pounds, they're topping out maybe a super fight at 135 if Cody Garbrandt was to win a few more fights. Speaking of Garbrandt, is he going to get by his old stablemate there, Mr. Dillashaw?
I think so. I mean, I think Garbrandt is probably the biggest threat to Demetrius Johnson right now. And he's been looking better and better. He's been getting these finishes. So, yeah, I think I would pick him over Dillashaw.
Okay, so Demetrius Johnson winning tonight. And tell you what, you talk about getting knocked the duck out. You know, oh man, Rose Namajunas, Michelle Waterson. What was up with that kick, Zach?
she's gonna be feeling that one tomorrow, huh?
Oh, tomorrow, the next day, next week. And you know, they had a big story in her being a fighting mom and this and that, man. She's not going to be able to talk to her kids for a while. She's going to be doing the Ronda Rousey thing. You know what that is? Plenty of pudding.
Yes, it's going to be rough. I mean, and I mean, she's definitely one of the top fighters right now. This is supposed to be kind of like a coming out party for her. So that didn't end up working out so well.
The karate hottie is what they were calling her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh man, rear naked choke submission, a loser, 2 minutes
and
40
seconds. Should have had more karate tonight.
But you know, here's what's up. When you face good fighters, when you have good fighters going to good, you know, the best going against the best, the fight doesn't always go according to script. And that's what's sort of good about combat sports is when you pit two people of equal or similar abilities and similar styles and things that are contrasting styles sometimes. Anyway, when they work well together, they work well together. That's all there is to it.
I agree. And tonight, I thought that was a pretty good fight. So credit to those ladies as usual.
But you know what? You know what Michelle Waterson was hearing, don't you? You know what she was hearing? Timber! Oh man! I mean, she got choked, but she was out on the way down. That fight should have been stopped after the kick, I thought.
That was one of the most brutal finishes I think I've seen in like a female mixed martial arts fight.
Yeah, well, you know, spit happens, and it happens with the UFC on Fox. No doubt about that. It was a sold out Kansas City Sprint Center, and of course, I was in Kansas City in 1995. We sold out an arena there with Tommy. The Duke Morris and the guy that starred in Rocky V and, of course, the boxer. And, of course, who was there that night? Razor Ruddock. He was the challenger. That was a great night. And, of course, I think we set a record for Kansas City. But tonight, the USC went in there and rocked with a million dollar gate in Kansas City, the Sprint Center. Pretty good crowd, no doubt about that. 13,000 people, including the comps. Not a bad crowd. But I'm looking at the rest of the lineup here, Zach, and I need Viagra.
Yeah, it wasn't an award-winning lineup if they gave awards for these lineups.
No, but you know, but it was on Fox, so that's a good thing. Now, the big fight coming up, and we're going to get Dana White an hour or two. Dana White, we'll get Dana White. We have a Dana White interview. We'll talk about his USC adventures and where he's at right now as far as 2017 is concerned. An hour number two here on the Johnny Taco Sports Overnight America. Of course, I am the Taco Man, along with my partner in grime, my partner in crime. I'm talking about Mr. Zach Attack Young, but Aldo, Scarface. And you know how he got that Scarface, right, Zach?
No, actually, I'm not familiar.
He felt he was a baby and he fell down on a barbecue grill.
Ah, those Brazilians love their barbecue a little too much. Yeah, huh?
Can you hear the sizzle? Oh, yee! Can you hear the sizzle? Anyway, Jose Aldo, Scarface, of course, only a loser of two fights, one at 155 pounds to a karate guy. I think he got submitted there. And then, of course, at 145, lost to Conor McGregor in the blink of an eye. Actually, the blink of three eyes, 12 seconds. Jose Aldo getting stopped by Conor McGregor. And, of course, now Aldo defending against the interim champion, Max Holloway. Holloway's got a shot, people think, but, man, I think Aldo's the guy to be, he's the guy to stick with until he gets beat again.
You know, I got to disagree with you. I got to go with Holloway. I just think that he's putting it together a lot better. And, I mean, their common opponent, Conor McGregor, Holloway took him three rounds. And Aldo, I mean, he couldn't take him more than 3 seconds barely, you know. So,
if they got an opponent for Anderson Silva?
They've been talking about different opponents. I saw he wants to fight Nick Diaz.
Well, this is the opponent they've got slated for him on the website. You ready for this? Anderson Silva versus TBD. You know what TBD stands for?
To be demolished.
To be destroyed. I mean, good Lord. Why is always those TBD guys never got a shot? Never!
Yeah, that you make a good point. It's not often that TBD ends up being the winner of that.
Speaking of winners and losers, how far has Chris Weidman fell? The former UFC middleweight champion, of course, his third loss last week to Gegard Mousasi. We talked about that somewhat last week, but giving 7 days to reflect on it, what do you think?
You know what? I got to say that it's sort of ironic for him because I remember do you believe in karma, Johnny Taco?
To a great extent. Go on.
So after the second Anderson Silva fight, when Anderson Silva broke his leg, they told him that that happened, and Chris Weidman's response was, good, F him.
Ooh, so, okay.
That's, you know, that's kind of harsh. And I'm wondering if, like, a finish like this, which is a controversial finish that a lot of people disagree with and all that, I'm wondering if that was sort of karma for the way that he acted previously.
But Zachary, I got to tell you, I don't think there was any karma involved here. Here's what's happening, baby. When Gegard Mousasi had Chris Weidman down, and Chris Weidman, both of his hands, when both your hands or your palms are on the canvas, you can't be, the other guy can't knee you. So what Gegard Mousasi did was he lifted Weidman up off the canvas, and then he kneed him. That was fantastic.
Right. It was some retribution. I was just saying that there was like an extra layer to it on top of that. But I always thought that that rule was controversial anyway in the first place. It's like, how are you not allowed to use like a legal strike because somebody's able to reach down and touch the canvas?
You know, and was it Yoel Romero did him in just a while back? I mean, that was a life-changing knockout.
Yeah, and that was one that there was no controversy in that knockout.
I mean they could have been counted to like 452, 453, and Weidman was still out.
His face, like, that was one of the worst cuts I've seen someone get from a strike that immediately.
Yeah, of course, Chris Weidman, the natural, the kid that grabbed the world middleweight championship away from the iconic Anderson Silva, of course, defending his title 10 times, 185. But Weidman, not so lucky. A couple of good fights afterwards. Vitor Belfort, maybe a subpar opponent as far as 185 pounds was concerned. But when you look at Weidman now, and Kyle Kingsbury weighed on this one, and on this one this week via text, he said to me, it's sad to see how far he's fallen in his fastest time. And you know what? It's that death match after death match type of thing that they do here in the UFC. I don't think it's human. I don't think it's human that you can put a fighter in a fight and he can get the snot kicked out of him. He can get pushed to the edge of the cliff of death, and then you put him in another fight and he's going to get pushed to the edge of the cliff of death, win or lose again. Zach, something's wrong with that picture.
I concur. I mean, I think that it would have been, like, even fighting Anderson Silva twice in a row, he probably deserved a break after that. That's already, like, a tough ask. But then he had to fight Machida, and he had to fight all these other guys, Rockhold, even Vitor Belfort. I mean, there was still a chance that Vitor Belfort could summon some of that old Flintstone vitamin power But I don't know. I think that you're onto something with that, and it's something that you see more in boxing. And we critique boxing, but I think it's actually kind of good when they give these guys in boxing more of a break instead of just throwing them in all these death matches.
Well, it's like this. It's like you've got to build somebody's confidence back up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't put him. You can't put him in with a dragon and get him like all busted up and this and that. Guess what, man? You're going from a dragon to a dinosaur. You know, I mean, whoa, what do you mean? I mean, you just can't do that. And I think to rebuild somebody's psyche, classic example, Ronda Rousey. As much as she was worth, do you really think we needed to put her in with a chick that was going to annihilate her hands down like Amanda Nunes?
I don't think so. Ronda Rousey is probably one of the best cases of that. Like, you put her in with Holly Holm and she gets knocked out in, like, devastating fashion. And then you put her right back in there with somebody who's an even better striker. I mean, I don't know. I think they could have prolonged her career a little longer than that.
And I think it's purposely done by the USC in order to not have to pay these people the big money. I think that they can get rid of them and use them, you know, use them and burn them out. And, you know, maybe, I could have put this, burn them out in a year and a half, 2 years. They've got their worth out of them. Boom, they're gone.
You make a good point with that. and her paychecks were getting bigger and bigger every time. And even after Conor McGregor, it was an effect where she started getting paid more because he was getting paid more. She was getting paid as much as him, which I don't think is really fair. And I'm not saying that in a sexist way. I just don't think she was quite the draw that he is.
Yeah, nobody's quite the draw that he is. Speaking of the draw, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, the fight's going to happen. It's going to be like when these cars where they've got boxers versus MMA guys, Jimmy Unua and David Haye. This is going to rock, baby.
I like the idea of it, I have to say. And Daniel Cormier and John Jones are trying to get a rematch of that under the card, which would be interesting.
You know, I'm not a big Daniel Cormier fan, although he did take care of Rumble Johnson last week, no doubt about that. I mean, he is the light heavyweight champion, I guess, with an asterisk right now. But right now, I think the three best heavyweights on the planet are John Jones, the aforementioned Jimmy Manua, and, of course, the current champion, Daniel Cormier. This has been your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Of course, there's many sanctioning bodies out there, folks. There's only one I get behind. It's the WBO. Check them out on Facebook or their website, WBOboxing.com. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. I'm joined, of course, by my co-star, my man, Zach Attack Young. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7579. Or the text line. I'll get to a couple texts after the break, on the other side of the break. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Hey, may you rest in peace. The great Dan Rooney of Pittsburgh, baby.
Sometimes we have to fight. Even if we know we're going to lose, we still have to fight. I don't know why. Why can't you just say, hey, listen, you won, I don't want to do this.
Right.
But even though we got to lose, we know we're going to get the shit kicked out of us, but we got to fight this guy like we're going to kick his ass like we're a bully.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Nunes' hands are down, and she's walking Ronda down. She tags her again.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Now, I let that mug make a mug out of me, but don't anybody try it again.
I am the Taco Man. Of course, Johnny Taco is also. We got one more hour to go here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 203, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Got a text here, Zach, Andrew, or Andy from Guam says, do you guys drink before the show?
Well, maybe coffee.
I mean, come on. The guy thinks we're drunks anyway. The bottom line is there's not enough alcohol here for us all. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Hour number two, we're talking Major League Baseball big time, folks. We'll touch on the NFL as well. And, of course, we're bringing Dana White, talking about the UFC. And, of course, Dana White, the president of the Ultimate Fighting Championship. Once again, our text line. You can text us just like this guy from Guam that thinks we're drunk. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. That is the Sports Byline text line. I am the Taco Man. Stay tuned for hour number two. Hour number two is Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, meaning Zach Attack Young, my partner in crime, my partner in grime. The bottom line is we're here for one more hour. Stick with us after the break. We're having a blast on Sports Byline.